the title of this discourse will be Run Your Race. Run Your Race. And as always, again, I desire your prayers as we look into the Word of God. And so there's a song that we have in our blue songbooks, and I want to read maybe a verse or two of it, and then I want to get into what the Lord has for us. Again, pray for us. The song number 105, and it's on page number 105 and page number 106. I'm going to read verse number 1 and verse number 3 in conjunction with what we're talking about this morning. It's entitled, Jesus, Hold My Hand. It says, Jesus, hold my hand while I run this race. Close to thee I'll stand while I run this race. Lead me to that land, heaven's resting place. And I want you to get a hold of this. Lord, I don't want to run this race in vain. Verse number 3 says, Jesus, I'm your child. Help me run this race. When the storm is wild, Jesus, give me peace, and then keep me meek and mild, full of love and grace. Lord, I don't want to run this race in vain. And so I want to talk this morning about running your race. And so I desire your prayers, because we got a race to run, and we can run that race. And if we're not careful, like the song says, Lord, I don't want to run this race in vain. We can run the race, but be running in the wrong race and be going to the wrong place. May God help us this morning. God is wanting us to understand that we are all in a race. We're in a race whether we want to be. We're in a race whether we like not to be. Doesn't matter. We don't have a choice. And so we got to run this race, and we may as well get in the right race. We may as well go the right direction this morning. We may as well have God on our side as we run this race. May God help us this morning. We're into a new year. We're having a new opportunity. And I'm telling you this morning, by the grace of God, if you're not in the race, get in the race. May God help us this morning. You need salvation for this race. You need the Holy Spirit for this race. You need God to stand by you in this race. And so may God help us this morning to understand that we're in a race, and we've got to do it right. We got to get it right. We don't want to run this race in vain. May God help us. This race that we're in is a Christian race. We are followers of Christ. We can all in this race be conquerors. We can all get a crown. We can all be victors this morning by the grace of God. And so may God help us to get in the race. If you're not in the race, I want to talk to you this morning. You need salvation. May God help us this morning. The Bible says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and many there be that can't get in. They're not going to get in the end. We're going to read that scripture. And so let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. We're not planning to be up here too long this morning, but we want you to get a hold of this. You're in a race. You may as well get it right. You may as well make heaven your home. May God help us this morning. Says in 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all. One receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Read number 25, please. Every man that striveth for the mastery, temperate in all things, they do it to obtain an incorruptible crown. We an incorruptible. May God help us this morning. We're in a race this morning. And this race that it's talking about in this scripture, verse number 24, is talking about the natural sense. Those that race in the Olympics, those that get in a race and they race maybe for their school or for their track club. But what's happening here, he's using that to parallel with the race that you and I have to race. He said that they're doing it to gain a corruptible crown, a temporary crown, something that's going to pass away eventually. But the race that we're in is the race literally for our eternity-bound souls. We want to make heaven. We want to gain that incorruptible crown. And so the race that we're in is a serious race. We need God to help us to run the race, and we can't do it by ourselves. And so it says, run that ye might obtain. I want to talk about briefly some points here. Some of the races that we are in a natural sense, that they have a reward. But I want us to be thinking about this incorruptible crown. What kind of reward do you want? What race are you in? What direction are you headed in this morning by the grace and help of God? We'll put time and effort into all of these different endeavors. But when it comes to the race for our eternity bound souls, seem like that get neglected by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. When we do that, we are wasting effort. Incorruptible crown versus corruptible. If we're racing for a corruptible crown, a better career, more money, these are the things that people are in the race for. I want people to think well of me. I want to be famous. I want to be thought of as special. These are the types of races that people are in. And I want us to understand that these are unprofitable in the end. You can't come to God in the end and say, Lord, this is what I got a lot of money, Lord. I got a lot of people that like me. I got a lot of people that know about me. I've done a lot of good things. We can't go to God like that. We got to be, when we come to the end of the way, we want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. All right. And so we need to be in the right race and have the right help with us as we race, as we go on the way. May God help us. We need salvation to enter the race. You can't get in the race. Did you know that you can't even get in the race without salvation? Did you know that? If you're in a race, but you ain't in the right one. May God help us. If you're not saved, you need salvation, because you can't get in this race unless you have the Lord with you. May God help us this morning. And he's got the rest. He's got the race directions. Did you know that you're going to need the path that you need to go on? May God help us this morning. You get in the race and you go the wrong way. You can't get to the prize, can you? You can't even get to the finish line, you see? And so you need God to help you. So you need salvation to even begin to enter this race. So may God help us this morning. What purpose do you have in life? What prize are you looking for? What reward? May God help us this morning. May God help us. Let's go to James 1 and 12. We'll come back to this. But I want to talk to you this morning, because it's heavy on our hearts. People need salvation. They need deliverance. They need to know that you're going to see God at the end of all of this. He's the righteous judge. People talk about how good God is. He's good, but he's also severe. He's also a judge. He wants to deal with you in love and mercy and kindness. But at the end of the day, if you haven't entered the race, if you haven't strived lawfully, if you've obtained the wrong prize, then that's going to be your reward. You can't go to heaven and you're sinning. You can't go to heaven and you're living wrong. You can't do that. Do you know that you can't get the same reward of the righteous? Did you know that? Somebody going to get the right reward. There's going to be sheep. There's going to be gold. You can't do both. May God help us. You can't love the world and make God's heaven. You can't sin. You see, it ain't going into heaven. Do you understand that? So when you get in the race, you need salvation. And then you need to let God help you get rid of the things that's going to hinder you from running this race. May God help us this morning. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Everybody ain't getting the same prize. If you're not in the race, you're not in it to win it, you don't have the Lord with you, you are not going to receive the crown of life that this is talking about. May God help us this morning. I want the crown of life. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. And so if I'm going to, by the grace and help of God, make heaven my home, I've got to endure temptation. How can I do that without God? How can I do that without salvation? How can I do that without His Holy Spirit leading and guiding and directing my life? All right? And so we have to understand that we're in this race and that everybody can receive a crown. I said everybody can be a victor. You can. But the song says you can have salvation if you will. If you will. It says if you'll turn from sin, give your heart to Him, you can have salvation if you will. So I can't hold on to the world. I can't. See, listen, this is what you're running from. There are four distinct things that you're running from. All right. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You're running from the world. All right. You're running from the love of the world. More specifically, then you're running from sin. All right. Sin is everybody. Sin. The enemy's after everybody. And what he presents to you is sin. Disobedience unto God. The other thing, you're running from the devil himself and all of his entities, right? He wants to become a part of your life. He wants to be your master. All right. If he is your master, you will not do right. All right. And so you're running from that. This is the race that we're running. All right. It says, blessed is the man that endured temptation. We're running this race. What's the fourth thing that we're running from? Huh? You said it. Somebody said it. Somebody said, thank you. Thank you. Now, that's the hard one right there. Self. We see the devil as bad. We see sin as bad. We can even see the world as bad. But we do not see ourselves as bad. Because it's part of us. And we like us. We love us some us, do we not? Yes, we do. And so the enemy wants to use that to hinder us. The Bible said, if any man come after me, let him do what? Deny who? The devil? Huh? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. All right, and so what God is wanting us to do is if we're going to run this race, if we're going to strive to enter in at the straight gate, if we're going to run that we might obtain a crown, we're going to know our enemy and we're going to run from that enemy as much as we can. God's going to make it clear to us what it is that we need. And then our job is to, once we have salvation, to yield unto the working and the dealing of the Almighty God. You don't have to worry about what you don't know. Right. Praise God. You know you need, I'm telling you today, I'll tell you what you need to know. You need salvation if you're not saved. Yeah. Start there. All right. And then once you get saved, open your heart. You know that brother said when Brother Paul and Silas was in jail, and remember the doors swung open, an earthquake came, the chains fell off. And what that brother say? He said, what must I do to be saved? Keep that mind and that attitude all through your relationship with God. Lord, what you want me to do? What you want me to put on, Lord? What you want me to take off? Where you want me to go? Where don't you want me to go? Not what can I get away with and still make it in. Lord, what do I got to get rid of so I can make it in? May God help us this morning. If I don't need it, I don't want it. I want to run this race and I want to make it in. May God help us this morning. And so that mindset, that attitude, when we go about our relationship with God in that way, when we keep that kind of attitude before the Lord, God will let us know. He'll let us know. And you know that He's so good, He'll help you to will and do of His good pleasure. You don't got to be confused about it. You want to know what He wants you to do, ask Him. And when you ask him, don't have already what you got in your mind, what you want to do. Say, Lord, I need to know because this is your race and it's your crown that I'm trying to get to. I don't care when you start the race. Just start it soon enough that you can get there in the end. Some people start the race late. They'll get a crown too, long as they meet the condition. But you got to get in the race, though. You got to get in the race, and you got to make it in. Why are we going to get in the race? You know, listen, I'm getting ahead of myself. Pray for me. I want you to make it in. Listen, I want to make it in, and I don't see how you can be a Christian and be okay with knowing that souls are going to be lost and you can do something about it. So I want to make it in because I don't want to burn. Burn. I don't want to be with those people. I wasn't supposed to be there in the first place, and neither were they. And I don't want you to be there, and you don't have to be. Get it right. That's what I'm talking about. Get it right with the Lord. Get in the race and then run. Your run might not be like my run. I might be not as fast as I used to be, but I'm running. You ever seen some of them old folks? Something going on and they need to get away from something. They getting on. You see what I'm saying? Everybody else is shooting by. Don't worry about how fast they're going. You don't worry about that. Long as they're going in the right direction, you be thankful for that, and you keep on going too. May God help us this morning. It says here that, know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So run that you might obtain. Do you know that we got to be intentional about making heaven our home? You know that you got to mean to make it, got to want to make it, put your time and effort towards knowing the Lord and making it if you're going to make it. How can you make it if you have this much time for the Lord and that much time for everything else? I'm just asking. These are just questions. How am I going to make heaven? It's a relationship, right? Salvation is about the relationship with God. If I spend the least amount of time with my wife, if I do out of obligation and not out of love, you think she's not going to have a problem with that? When you love somebody, don't you want them to love you back? You think God is any different? So what he wants is a relationship with you, and then he wants to help you run this race, because there's a lot of things we got to run from. All right, some people are fast, some people are slower. My job is not to worry about how fast or slow you is, and I want you to get a hold of this. The devil is cruel, and he's slick and sly. We're going to expose him just a tiny this morning. Sometimes people going too slow, that can bother us, because we looking at them, man, they should be right here because they got saved, you know, 2 years ago. That's a hindrance. Why? Because your eyes, your body will follow where your eyes go. When you in a race and you running and you start looking, what happened? Off the track and doing and in trouble, right? But do you know that it works the same way when somebody is way out ahead of you? You see what I'm saying? Now you're looking at them and you said, I don't think I'll ever get there. Run your race. We got a soul to save. My soul is continually in whose hands? My hands. Huh? Work out whose salvation with fear and trembling? Your own. Right? And so don't let that sidetrack you, because that's what happens. We worry about what the next. Well, if I'm worried about them, then if they're running too slow, then Lord, if you'll let me, I'm going to get beside them and put my arm around him. And we still looking at the goal that's in front of us, and we running together, going forward. And if they way out ahead of me, Lord, help me to get there. Lord, I'm going to get there. I might not be fast as them, but I'm going to get there because we going to the same place. I'll see him when I get there, Lord Jesus. Help me. I want to make it. Don't allow distractions to get you off the beaten path and get your soul in trouble. I reference a scripture. It's Matthew 7 and 24. Somebody get that, but hold on to 9 and 25 of 1 Corinthians as well. I want to just read that scripture because sometimes I'll kind of quote it, but I want to get it right and make sure that we got all of it, what the Lord has for us. The scripture is found in Matthew 7, 24. You beat me there. Go ahead and read it, please. Nope, that ain't it. That ain't it. I done wrote the wrong one. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Somebody find that for me, please. What is it? Verse 14. Okay. That's right. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, leadeth unto life, few there be that find it. Now, listen, it says there, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, few there be that find it. So if I get distracted, then there's a possibility of me getting out of that narrow way and onto another pathway that I'm not going to be able to go into that narrow gate, that straight gate that I want to enter in at. It says, few there be that find it. Why is it that few find it? Why is it? It's straight and narrow, isn't it? Why is it permissible? Why is it so easy for us when it comes to the matter of our souls to be unsure, unclear, and put forth a mediocre effort in terms of the matter of our souls? I said our souls. I'm talking about me. It's so easy for us. I will pray when I get to praying today. I missed it this morning, but I'm going to get to it, Lord. Hold on, Lord. Now I'm running this race now. And I'm running from sin, self, the devil, and the world. But I'll get to it. Oh, I did pray, but I didn't really make contact like I needed to. I talked at him instead of talked to him. And as I was running off, he was trying to tell me something, but I didn't hear it because I got out of earshot. I was concerned about something else. People are going to literally be lost because they are unwilling to put forth a righteous effort in terms of the matter of their souls. Have mercy, Lord. The condition of my heart. I'm not telling you got to pray for an hour before you go to church, before you go anywhere. You might, if that's what you need, then you need to do that. What I'm telling you is that you need quality in terms of your relationship with God. And why is our relationship with God unimportant in terms of our day? How does God get pushed down and put on the back burner? We're still in a race. In one place it talks about we're in a race. In the other place we're talking about the fight, remember? Warring against, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, right? Powers, wicked spirit, wickedness, and all these kinds of things. We got a battle on our hands, and some kind of way we're willing to accept mediocrity. I'm going to get to church when I get there. The Lord will still be there when I get there. The priority, I'm talking about the priority, and I'm not speaking about anybody or anyone. Nobody's in my mind because that ain't what it's about. It's about us making it in. I'm talking about everybody in this building and whoever hear the sound of my voice and even more. We need to make it in. We need to make it in. And sometimes the value that we place on running this race and the relationship that I have with God. Salvation is nothing if it's not a relationship. Sometimes because our relationship with God has suffered, what happens is the do's and the don'ts is it becomes more important and more about the do's and the don'ts, and the do's and the don'ts beat us down because we don't have the relationship that we need to have, so we don't have the power and the love that we need in order to perform the do's and the don'ts like we need to. I'm telling you, it's the relationship first and then the do's and the don'ts. Help us, Lord. So no distractions. Your feet will follow your eyes, right? Somebody get me Luke 13 and 24. I want to talk about striving. Well, I'm sorry, you may have to bear with me a little bit this morning. Unless the Lord gives me the ability to, or the understanding that I need to stop and pick up later on. But I want to get a hold of this. Luke 13 and 24, just read that one verse and then let's talk about it. I referenced it already, but I want to talk about it a little bit more. All right. All right. So what does it mean to strive? What does it mean to strive? Put forth an effort? Put forth a great effort, right? When we talk about striving, this is the matter of our souls. This is the race that we're running for all eternity. This means that if I get everything else wrong, if I get this right, I win in the end, right? And so where should the effort level in terms of the matter of my soul, in terms of running this race, where does it need to be? It's got to be at a very high level. All right. And so, again, I said this before. Some people will be lost because they just, it's not important to me. I'm not going to put that effort over there because I got other things that are more important to me. And I don't want to do that right. I don't want to read. Do you know that if you string together enough days of not reading as you should, not praying as you should, not communing and listening to God, if you put enough days together, this is what the devil is counting on, you're going to backslide. You are even backsliding now. You understand that? You read your Bible and pray every day, you'll grow, grow, grow. You need to grow because the battles are not going to get any easier. The world is not going to get any better. All right? So we as people of God, we got to get better. Right? So we got to be able to run this race, and so we'll need to get better. And so we have to prioritize our relationship with God and strive to enter in at the straight gate. Put forth a great effort, put forth a desperate effort at times. We've got to be determined to live for the Lord if we're going to make it. The beautiful part of this is this. God only gives us one day at a time. That's all we get. And so when you're thinking about striving to enter in at the straight gate and putting forth all this great effort, think about it in terms of one day, one moment at a time. Winning the day, winning the moment, right? We'll worry about tomorrow, and if yesterday wasn't right, we'll ask God to forgive us, we'll make it right, and then we'll get right back in that race and keep right on going for the Lord, right? So that's to encourage us, because sometimes in our minds we start thinking about all of the things that we have to go through and all of the difficulty that we may have to endure and all of what God may have us to do, and it can beat us down in the mind. Live today, today. We'll live, we'll worry about tomorrow, tomorrow, by the help and grace of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 15, the last portion of that, it says, the way of the transgressor is hard. I'm telling you, there is nothing harder than living in sin and having the devil as your master. There's nothing harder than being lost forever. There's nothing worse than that. So when we start thinking about striving to enter in and where our efforts should be, think about it in terms of that. If I'm living for the Lord, then I have the Lord with me to help me with whatever is hard, whatever is difficult, right? And through salvation, through His Holy Spirit, we talked about it this morning, He'll help us to do some things that we need to do. Somebody go with me to Hebrews 12 and 1 and just hold that in your mind. We're going to go back to 1 Corinthians 9 and 25. Read that again for us, please. 1 Corinthians 9 and 25. I want you to get a hold of something here. Every man that striveth for the mastery, temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible, we an incorruptible. What does it mean to be temperate? Somebody help me. Temperate. Somebody help me. Words that are like. Balance. What else? Showing restraint, right? Self-restraint. Modest or is another word, all right? Not given to extravagance or extremes, right? When we're temperate, when we're thinking about running a race, we have to make sure, when somebody's preparing to run a race, let's just say Brother Woody is preparing to run a marathon. He can't be going out eating pizza every night. Lord knows me and Brother Woody like pizza. But you're preparing for this race and you're going to run this race. You can't do it because why? You're going to be putting things on that's going to hinder you in the race. And so when we look at temperate in all things, I want us to take a look at the all things. Pizza is legal. We can eat pizza as Christians. If you didn't know that, I want to let you know that this morning. But it's something that when we're talking about being temperate in all things, what it means is we got to sometimes look at the things that we like, that we enjoy, that are spiritually legal, and we're doing it to excess, and it's hindering us on our journey of life. I'm talking about things that are legal, spiritually legal. Do you know that we need the Lord to tell us you're doing too much of this? You're doing not enough of this. This is where the Holy Spirit comes in. But how can you have the Holy Spirit if you're not even in the race? And how can you get your crown if you're not in the race? God help us. And so I use food because you may not know this by looking at me, but you probably do. I love food. Food is good. It's good. But it's not worth my relationship with God. You say, well, how does that correlate? Do you know that in the natural, things will come out in the natural that you're struggling with on the spiritual side? I need more. I'll tell you this morning. You want to pray for me? Pray for this. I need more balance. I need more temperance. I don't know what this, it ain't no secret. God knows. And I'm trying to make it in. You see? And so I see that it's affecting me in a natural sense, but also I don't want it to affect me in a spiritual sense. I can't do the things I like over the things that God would have me to do. You see? So I need the Lord to help me. Pray for me. I'm praying for me. You can be assured I'm praying for me too. I ain't going to put it on you. I'm praying for me too. Because I want to make it in, see? All right. So it says that here in verse number 25, 1 Corinthians 9, it says here, every man that strives for the mastery. When I talked about this, and I'm going to get off of this, and we're going to go touch on Hebrews 12 and 1, and then we'll, Lord willing, be through. If another scripture come to me, too bad, I'm going to say it, all right? Amen. Every man that strives for the mastery. I want to say this to us this morning. It is righteous and right and good to strive to be the best child of God you absolutely can be. it is so easy to have a mentality of what can I get away with? What is the bare minimum? What are the rules and the regulation? And what boxes do I need to check in order to be saved and make heaven my home? All right? But the problem with that is the devil ain't gonna let you get away with the bare minimum. He is devising plans and strategies right now today to overthrow you and overtake you in your race. So the bare minimum ain't gonna work. I've got to strive to be the best child of God that I possibly can be. That has nothing to do with anybody else. This ain't no competition in terms of I'm a out Christian brother Johnson today. No, none of that foolishness. That's of the devil as well. And he works like that if he can. He'll work like that if he can. But what we're wanting to be is the best child of God. We want to walk as close as we possibly can. Right? Because we don't know what we're going to face, but God knows. And so we want to have, let us pray for one another that our faith will stand the test, that we keep his grace within us till we gain eternal rest. Let us pray that in the course of duty, we would never fail, that we be counted worthy to escape the powers of hell. It's time to pray. So what we want to do is we want to make sure, we want to take a look at our priorities and our list of what is important to us and where does our relationship with God, where does that fall on that list? And if it's not at the very tippy top, then we got to do some praying. We got to do some repenting. We got to do some asking the Lord to do something special for us till we get him in his rightful place, and he stay there by the grace and help of God. You strive to be all that you can be for the Lord. I'm going to do the same by the help of God. All right? Strive for the mastery. So it talked about temperate in all things. Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 1. What's it say there in Hebrews 12 and 1? You know this scripture. What does it say? All right? All right? All right. All right. All right. And so this scripture coincides with 1 Corinthians 9:25. And on one end, we're talking about being temperate. And then on the other end, we're talking about getting rid of things that's going to hinder us on the race. Sometimes we don't know what we have. And so that's why we need the Holy Spirit to let us know that thing you got that you holding on to, you got to get rid of that. It says every weight and every sin. Do you know that your weight may be different from my weight? Do you know that weight and sin, there's a distinction there? Did you see that there's a distinction between the two? The weight can be something that is lawful, but it's something that would hinder me along the way. All right? And so when it comes to the weight, Lord, what is it that's going to hinder me along the way? Sometimes when I was a youngster and I used to run a little bit, not a lot. Let's not get crazy here. We did some running, but not too much. I'd find that I had something in my shoe, a rock or something. Doesn't seem like very much. Little old bitty, little tiny little rock. Huh? Not much weight to that rock, is it? Irritating. Cause you to want to stop running. All right? Sometimes you walk down the street, a dog get after you. You ain't know you had all that stuff on you. You got your backpack on. What's going to happen to the backpack? Get rid of that backpack. You don't need that backpack. You're trying to find the nearest car to get on top of it. Right? Get rid of that backpack. Sometimes you and I, as people of God, we are weighted down with things that are hindering us in our race. Lord, what is it? You do business with the Lord. Do business with the Lord. Say, Lord, what is hindering me in my race, Lord? I don't have the peace. I don't have the joy. I don't even have the desire to live for you, Lord. Everything is hard for me. And you said the way of the transgressor is hard. This ain't how it's supposed to be. What is this weight that's weighing me down? Do you know that sometimes, Lord help us. Excuse me. Sometimes there are things. What is sin? What is sin? Let's talk about that. What is sin? Transgressions of God's law, right? So sin is something that is sin, period. But I want us to understand that there's a scripture that says sin is not imputed where there is no law. Meaning that for that sin to be charged to me, I have to know that it's a sin and that I am transgressing God's law. I'm willingly doing that. I'm knowingly doing that. So sometimes as Christians, listen, we need the Holy Spirit. You can't go off of what somebody else is doing. Well, they saved and they can do it, so I'm saved and I can do it. No, you don't know what they know. Right? You don't know what they know. So what you have to do is you got to get it for yourself. You got to get the Holy Spirit for yourself, because that's something that's going to weigh you down. That's something that's going to hinder you in your journey. All right. And so as God makes it clear to you, Lord, make it clear to me, Lord, is this a sin or is it not? God will make it clear and plain to you whether you need to cut it off, get rid of it, whatever you need to do. If it's okay, he'll let you know it's okay. But even that, you still got to be temperate in it. You still got to have it in its rightful place. You got to make sure it's not a priority in a place. Do you know that when we got things in the wrong priority, not only does it displace God, but it'll displace other things. I don't know why my home life is the way that it is. Help us, Lord. That's all we can do. Help us, Lord. And so through salvation, through the Holy Spirit, we bring ourselves to God. Because sometimes there's uncertainty. There's things that we're not clear about. And so we've been running this race, and we find out that this weight that I got on me, I need to get rid of that. And this is actually something that I'm doing that's wrong, and I need to stop that. I need to lay that aside, because with all this extra stuff, I'm getting weighed down and I'm barely able to make it. And the enemy loves that, does he not? You get discouraged and quit on it. And Lord help us, we'd be lost behind these kinds of things. May God be with us and help us. I think this is a good place to by the help of the Lord, to stop. I want to say that big sin, small sin, and everything in between is still sin. If it's a transgression of God's law, then you need to stop it by God's grace and help. I want to tell you that if it's a weight, if it's something that's weighing you down on your journey, you want your crown, or do you want that weight? You can't have it both ways. I can't have it both ways. If I want that weight, then that's what I get, but I don't get the crown. All right? Sooner or later, I got to get rid of that weight. I'll tell you a weight that's a common weight, and then I'm going to sit down. You pray for me. I want to make heaven. You hear me? I want to make heaven. A common weight is unforgiveness and offenses. You don't have to be unforgiving if you have been offended. If you have been mistreated, you don't have to be. But many times, Christians are not only offended, but they have a level of unforgiveness. We need the Lord to help us with it. Even if it's something that you know, you can have something in your pocket and you start running and you didn't even know it was in your pocket and you thought you had took it out and it's still there. Lay aside every weight and sin. Sin, unforgiveness is not right before God. All right. And so what can happen is we can have these things on hand, and without the Holy Spirit and without us being willing to allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, not only cleanse us, but keep us clean from day to day, then the enemy will get the upper hand on us. And so these are things that many times it's not easy to deal with. If you're offended, you're offended. Acknowledge it, accept it as truth, and then deal with it by the help of the Lord. If that offense comes with a side order of unforgiveness, bring that to the Lord. Ask him to forgive you. And then, Lord, help me. And I'll tell you this. Sometimes it's not easy to forgive and forget all at once. Sometimes, what's the Bible say? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and what's the rest? Of what? Okay, so how does that apply to what we're saying? I've got unforgiveness. I came to the altar and I felt like the Lord blessed me, and he did. But soon as I got up from the altar, guess who came back? Guess what happened? Somebody else did something that reminded me of something, and then now I'm back. 2-3 days later, I'm back in the same position. The Lord blessed you then. He did something for you then. I want you to know that. The devil's going to tell you he didn't, but I'm telling you he did. Because he said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. If you believe that he is, you was coming because you believed it. And that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Now you're in the diligent phase. Now it's time to put forth time and effort into being all that the Lord would have you to be. And so at that point, get diligent about it. Lord, I felt like you did something for me, but I'm feeling this way again. I've got it in my heart. I've got it in my mind. It's bothering me. It's coming up from time to time. And I know it's not going to make the race. I know it's not going to make heaven. And so, Lord, I'm coming again. I'm coming again, Lord. Broken spirit and a contrite heart, he will not despise. Lord, I'm going to meet the condition, and I'm going to keep on coming till you bless me. I'm going to do like Jacob did. I'm going to wrestle with the angel till you bless me. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. All right? I want you to be encouraged this morning to run your race. Run your race. Now, the Lord may give us something about the race in terms of we're also racing together one with another, and we need to help one another out. If we can, I don't know if he's going to give me something like that, but he might be praying for us there. But this message is about getting it right with the Lord, and then keeping it right with the Lord so that you can obtain your crown. My goal and aim is to make heaven my home. I'm not going alone. I know that. But I want to take as many as I can by the help of God. I want to encourage as many as I can to go with me. I want to be an example of the believers. And so I want you to pray for me that I'll be all what the Lord would have me to be. I don't want to be talking about it and then don't be about it. I want to be about my Father's business. Pray for me. I will be praying for you.